Ryan, how satisfying is it to be back in the biggest game of the year?
Yeah, listen, it's unbelievable. It's a cliche, but that's what we came up to do today, was to get over the line, you know. Just with Colin Keyes walking past me 11 years later, mm-hmm. you know, so it's been a long time. You know, I was a kid in 2014. You think them times you're going to get to semi-finals and finals every year, but, you know, so it's been a long time, but it's great to be back, but we have to make the most of it now, hopefully.
It won't count for much in final day, but mm-hmm. as of today, big performance, wide range of scorers, like Farah played a pass yeah. for Conor Donnelly for a goal. Darrell Beal passed up a shot to make a point for Patrick, so there was a lot of balance there today.
Yeah, there was. I'd have to watch it back again, you know, but off the top of my head, I think we had a lot of boys got in the score sheet. I think we put up, was it 323 or so, you know, so it was a big score. 326 was in the end, so, you know, big scoring, so it is. But again, as you touch on, not going to matter much in the final, but we'll just have to go and do it again, so it is, you know. So the new rules, I think, suit teams to put up big scores to do and stuff like that, so we're just trying our best to be as good as we can on every day in terms of attacking and defending.
I remember watching you got off in the semi-final against Monaghan. I think it was 7 or 8 down at half-time.
Yeah.
How conscious of were you today not to find yourself in that situation?
You know, listen, you never want to find yourself in that situation, sure you don't.
Tricky.
It was. Listen, and it didn't look good. So it didn't call the spade a spade when we in the quarterfinal, we ran off at half-time. It was, I think it was 7 points, but Rory's Beggins free, or not free, two-pointer put them 7 points up. So no, it didn't look good. And Monaghan looked in the driving seat. But thankfully, we regrouped that match. And, you know, I think, by the 50-minute mark, we might have been level, so it was a real big 15 minutes we put in at the start of the second half, but you never, never want to be in that situation. Unfortunately, we found ourselves in the situation, you know, but I think, to be fair to this team, over the last 2 years, when we have found ourselves in them situation, we've dug deep. Galway game maybe in the semi-final last year, the one that maybe stands out that we didn't, but thankfully, today, we didn't put ourselves in that, and we went in at half-time 5 points up, and we thought we were in a good position, but we knew Meath were going to come out, and they did. They got the first point of the second half, but thankfully, we got to grips with the game then, and I think we've seen it out brilliantly.
Final point for me, Ryan. And how satisfying is it to play in a team that consistently gets 10, 11, 12 different scorers? As a footballer, how satisfying is that?
It's great, you know, but I think that's the modern game. So it is, you know, and I think every team has to be fit to do that if they're going to win big games, and Croke Park especially, you know, you need threats coming from everywhere, and thankfully we have that at the minute, from our full back line to our full forward line. Everyone's fit to score, and I think we've shown that all year, but again, it's going to be none unless we do it on the final day.